USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are piling up record debt. Figures from New York's Fed Reserve show consumer debt topped $15 trillion in 2021. A surge in home mortgages along with auto loans and credit card debt helped fuel the record trillion-dollar jump from the previous year. President Biden is announcing a brand new factory opening in Tennessee that's expected to produce 30,000 electric vehicle chargers per year and create over 500 jobs in the state. He explains the impact this will have on the environment.
It's also going to help save hundreds of billions of gallons of gasoline over time, saving an average driver who chooses electric vehicle up to $1,000 every year on fuel, making our country more economically competitive, lowering air pollution, and keeping families healthier as we tackle the climate crisis.
USA Radio News.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Mike Lindell, the inveteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
Vice President Kamala Harris is speaking Tuesday at the White House in an outreach campaign event to remind families that by filing their taxes, they can receive the second half of their child tax credit. Vice President Harris says the child tax credit is helping families get out of poverty.
These tax credits are already making a difference. In fact, thanks to the child tax credit, we are on a path to cut child poverty in America by 40%.
A new study is out regarding who's returning to the workforce.
Men, 2-1, outnumbered women landing a job in America as we near the end of the pandemic. More than 1 million men jumped into the job market last month, coming off unemployment payrolls and either looking for a job or getting a job. That's compared to just 39,000 women, according to just released government data. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Senators are looking at the mental health impacts of COVID on children and teenagers. Idaho Republican Senator Mike Crapo saying the pandemic has brought an increased number of mental health impacts.
The pandemic has intensified feelings of social isolation, helplessness, and anxiety. Rates of psychological distress among young people appear to have increased across the board in the past few years. Unfortunately, even prior to COVID-19, many of these trends pointed in the wrong direction.
Amid New York City opening their first safe injection site for drug users, the Department of Justice is consulting regulators about the appropriate measures that need to be taken in order to open more of these sites across the country. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy is no fan of the safe injection sites.
I don't think when moms and dads lie down at night in America and can't sleep, they're worried about clean injection sites and sterile crackpots. The issue, Mr. President, is crime. The issue, Mr. President, is how to stop it, not how to encourage it.
Some public health experts argue safe injection sites reduce the risk of overdosing or spreading disease and provide a safe place to discard used needles. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.